To the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Woohoo! Hopefully, a little bit of insight too. I'm Jason Q. Lawrence, and we have with us Salt of the Earth, DJ Ali Baba Ghazani from the back alley. Hey, how are you? Long time. Woohoo! He's back. Yeah, how's your adventures?
Yeah, it was good.
Any? It's so exciting, you know. He's like very worldly, you know. Tonight's musical guests are Dan Smith from, and also from Unspoken Souls, Vannevar Bice. Did I say it right? Great stuff. We have in the studio with us Maura Pajonk. Hi, Maura.
Hi, guys.
Turn it on yourself. Turn the mic on. Okay, and we have Symbias Wilson. Hello, Symbias. Right, let's bring this back down to you. And also, we have a rock and roll band in the house, peoples. Tell us about this rock and roll band, because they came in before or after I wrote this script. Hello. Say, tell us about you. Tell us about this rock band.
All right, so we've got Just Off the Grid coming in to play for you guys tonight. And when we were on last week, we told you that we're doing the Dan Smith Benefit Concert, and that's happening at the Columbia on November 25th. And we've got five amazing bands that are going to play the show. We thought we'd bring some of them down for you to check out. So Just Off the Grid is a band that Dan played with a few years ago, and they're still going strong. And they've got a new album coming out, and I think if we're lucky, we're going to hear some new songs from them.
Beautiful thing. All right. And so that was Maura Pajonk, and we are on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish, unceded territory of Musqueam land. And Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations, or as some people like to prefer, Indigenous, or, you know. So these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. I actually would like to thank everyone around the world who stands up against tyranny and corruption in their own way. We would like to acknowledge all of the people around the world who are experiencing hardship because, even if you don't listen to mainstream media, you are aware that the world is changing and getting more intense and difficult for so many. So blessings to all, and our prayers go out to all of our relations, which is everyone and everything that we are surrounded by, including the animals, the environment, and our ancestors. Thanks to the Creator for the mercy and comforts we share. So I am going to start, you know, you could bring us in with a little bit of picking there. Symbias Wilson is in the house, and she is extremely proud to say that she is an indigenous Wet'suwet'en. Did I say Wet'suwet'en?
Wet'suwet'en.
Wet'suwet'en. That's right. Sorry. She is proud to say that she is an indigenous. And now I'm changing mics again. Wet'suwet'en from a small town called Smithers, BC. Her name is who she is. It's simply just who she is. In her language, it means child of the stars. And her intention is to reach for them as long as she can. As a small-town musician, her music has revolved around personal and political situations which others can relate to in their own lives. She hangs and bangs out genres of all sorts, but resorts to folky blues, soul, and jazz as her mainstay. She means every word she says as she speaks it, and uses her music and her words to empower others to do what makes them happy and encourages love. She has spent the last year traveling to perform music around BC and now is beginning an internship with what is called I Walk in Beauty, which is a mentorship focusing on a healing, transformative journey of six incredible young women. A documentary format is being used to capture the experiences of these young women and mentors who are sharing this journey. Symbiaz is working on music for the soundtrack of the documentary and will be on the album she is currently putting together, which I understand that she also has already done the soundtrack for another documentary, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. This is Symbiaz Wilson. Welcome to the Medicine Show.
Stop.
used to be so close. That's how it goes.
No. Yeah. All right. Oh, you want me to use this one?
Yeah, you can use number one.
Number one, you know. I like to have number one here.
Oh my God.
Like, beam me up,
she
number one.
Great.
juicy. I did not like the word juicy, but this was exceptional.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, you know what I would like to do, and okay, I do want to talk a little bit, but do you want to just go into another song? Like, that's okay if you want to put on your charm. I'm charmed myself.
It clings.
Clingity, clangity, clink. Okay, we are listening to the music of Symbiose Wilson. And why don't we hear another one? What is the next one called?
This is another one that's going to be off my album. It's called Starstruck, which is funny because my name means Child of the Stars, so...
Yes, there is prophecy that tells of star people. And we can get into that if we like after. Let's listen to the song.
You say good morning to the north sky, yeah. You kiss the moonlight with your starry eyes, and I follow all the steps that you take with every single string that I play. Underneath the moon till the sun comes up and kisses you. I wouldn't rather any other view. And I'll follow all the steps that you take with every single string that I play. I'm starstruck. I'm so starstruck. Just like our minds, the sky's probably always just as clear. Doesn't mean that there is more or less for all of us to fear. We have each other. Listen to the words I'm trying to say. Pull up Frank Sinatra. Look at the moon and fly away. Try and lend an ear. There's always more for us to hear. Sounds like rooftops catching raindrops. It's the ground catching tears. We're getting closer. Clouds start receding. The sun will keep us warm through this celestial storm. Yeah, my thoughts are on your heart. Pure beauty when it's beating. Your kaleidoscopic eyes keep my mind a little busy. Cause I'm starstruck. I'm so starstruck. I'm so starstruck. Your kaleidoscopic eyes keep my mind a little busy. I'm starstruck. Carry like the clouds in the winds. I'm so starstruck. Thank you.
All right, that was Symbias Wilson on The Medicine Show. Thank you, Symbias. Great stuff. So I was informed of a wonderful show coming up in Vancouver, and it is put on by One Love Latin America, Amexim Cultural Society, and Avocado Bay. They all have joined forces to proudly present Reggae Remembrance Day, the fifth edition, a magical experience celebrating 30 years of reggae at the Red Room Ultra Bar. Reggae Remembrance Day, Sunday, November 12th, long weekend, doors at 8 p.m. So the band is called Gondwana. Gondwana is coming to Vancouver after touring extensively, and we would like to thank Memo from Avocado Bay for bringing this to us, to our attention. It is his birthday, so happy birthday to Memo as well, and happy birthday to you. So there's also going to be a few other people, Ganjo Baseman from Zapopan, and Selectress M. I wonder what that sounds. Very sexy, doesn't it? Selectress. Selectress. It sounds like, anyway. And then, of course, LT Irie is going to be there. He is a DJ with a lot of love and a lot of heart. So, yeah, go on down there. That is going to be November 12th at the Red Room. Doors at 8 p.m. What do you think?
It's very great. I think the poster is so close to... No, you just forget.
You know what? I think that was the most delicious veggie burger I ever had at that restaurant that we had.
Yes.
The Avocado there, Bay?
Yes, I got the hamburger.
Oh, my God. There's this place like near Denman and Davy, like upstairs where they used to have that, you know, there's been a few restaurants come and go. I hope you're there forever. They were so delicious. Fresh. Anyway, we are back on The Medicine Show. Are we going to a commercial right away?
Yes.
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Ali, what do you think about that?
It's great.
Gravity. That crescendo.
You niggas fatigue. They need some Gatorade. Get us some Gatorade. They need some Gatorade. You ice out when I'm done with you. Ice out when I'm done with you. You ain't in the league.
In the club, popping with my niggas. All love, rocking on them chicks.
On them money.
You ain't talking money, I don't hear you. You ain't gotta touch my
crescendo.
Hey, get buggy, you can see on the plate. Lot of bands had a hell of a day. Lot of bands stuffing right in the safe. We up again, so what can they say? Again, off, trying to copy the way. Bucks, nigga, running right to the bank.
I got all the time on me. Yes. Look at all.
That crescendo.
Keep it locked on C1 Radio every Thursdays, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM or CITR.ca.
If
come one, come all, listen to The Medicine Show. Welcome back to The Medicine Show. We're attempting to broadcast some healing energy with live music and laughter. We have got some special guests in with us tonight. So as we had last year on Dan Smith and Maura Pajonk, well, what did I say?
Last year.
Last year? That would seem like so long. No, last week we had Maura Pajonk and Dan Smith. So Maura is a singer, mostly from Vancouver, born in Halifax. She has played clarinet, drums, guitar, ukulele, works on a band called Hard Candy, looking for a keyboard player, by the way, in case anybody is interested, which does up-tempo funky covers, hosts a house jam party once a month on the average, which is coming back into fashion, I hear, pretty soon. She's been doing that for 10 years, contributing to the music scene in a big way by bringing people together from different musical scenes, which is just a great contribution to community building. Dan Smith, in 1993, was in the original lineup for Damaged Goods, and was formed with Shane Douglas on vocals and rhythm guitar, Mark Dennis on lead guitar, James Griffiths on drums, and Dan Smith, who we have here. Were you called Ty Daniels back then?
I'm not a big fan of my name of Dan Smith, so it's very generic. So I took my middle name and my first name and turned it into Tyler Daniels, which seemed a lot more fitting for me at the time and even now. So.
Okay. And then, so you were on bass on that in that band. And over the next 2 years, Damaged Goods took their hard rock post-glam music to the stage and played roughly 250 to 300 shows in BC.
That's right. BC and Washington, actually.
And Washington State.
Yeah.
And the original lineup dissolved in 1995 due to life.
Just life. So.
But you guys are... Some of you are reuniting this year for a benefit concert for Dan.
Yeah, actually, we have our lead guitar player, Mark Dennis. He now lives in Edmonton, so I believe he's listening on air or online right now. So he's actually flying out to do the benefit show specifically for the benefit show. So.
Okay, so... That was Damaged Goods, and so between you and Maura, you guys are pulling together this, well, I hear Maura's going to be, I'm not sure, you guys can bring clarity. There's a concert coming up for you because you've been going through some hardships and had some hard times, so we're going to get into that in just a second. I'd like to turn this all over to Maura, who is holding the camera for us to do Facebook Live. If anybody's interested in seeing what's happening over here in the studio, you can go to Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook and search for Vancouver Medicine Show, and you can see what's happening here in the studio. So let's have you stand up. You sit down.
Okay.
And watch your guitar. We're just adjusting, and we're making you feel at home, like you're part of the crew, people that's listening here over on. If you want to adjust, don't feel shy. Anybody has to say something, even though we're on air. We're all family. This is like our kitchen jam, so we want everybody to feel comfortable wherever you like there. You comfortable there? Okay, so, Maura, tell us about how all of this came up. You guys are doing a concert for Dan, so tell us why and how.
Okay, so... Dan and I got to know each other because a few months ago he was looking for somebody to help him co-moderate the BC Musicians Network Facebook page. And that's been around since 2010, and it's helped local musicians find each other. And so Dan has been out there building community for a really long time. And right after I came on as co-moderator, he found out that he's suffering from stage 4 colon cancer. And he can't work anymore, and the bills are piling up. And me and a bunch of his friends who are even here today thought that we had to do something about it. And so us being musicians, the one thing we know how to do is put on a good show. And so we've all come together and we're going to do a benefit concert for Dan. It's going to be on Saturday, November 25th at the Columbia. A $25 ticket gets you in to see five amazing local bands. We also have a silent auction and some other giveaways and prizes that are happening. And if you go to our website at www.dansmithconcert.com, you can get all the details. We've got all that stuff there. And we're really excited because tonight I've got two of the bands here that are going to be playing the show. So it'll give everyone a taste of just what kind of great music we have on offer. And it's a chance for us to come together to do good and have fun at the same time to support one of our local community members.
Okay, so who wants to help out with the camera next? Would you do the honors?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Dan's going to hand you the camera. We're doing Facebook Live, so it's like lots of fun. Everybody's sharing on this. Everybody gets to play the game. You know what you do is pull up this microphone and pull it. See this microphone too over there? You want to lift that to him?
Lift.
Just throw it over this way. Yeah, throw the mic around the room. There you go. Scoot in a little.
So Dan, it's a little harder right now.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of pain going on today. You know, you've been through quite a bit lately, and I really don't want to say too much because I feel like I should be listening more than anything, which brings us to what we call our prescription. And I talked a lot about this to a few people, and they said, you know, first of all, we had written that, you know, moor your ship with an anchor in the sea of life. So because, you know, you're going to face storms and waves and stuff like this. And then I thought, well, the best part is let people kind of like you. This guy says, you know, people are not boxes. You can't tell everybody, you know, just I know what's good for you. Right.
Yeah. It's different for everybody.
Different.
Yeah.
So meet people and I say, okay, let's switch up the prescription a little bit. Meet people where they're at and listen with, you know, with a lot of attention we're in your conversation. So I'd like to hear from you, like going through all this, has this changed your perspective?
Somewhat, yes. Somewhat, no. When I first found out I had cancer, I have word searching problems right now. It's maybe because it may have spread to my brain, so I can't say certain words at this point. But I had fallen to the belief that I had a death sentence, basically. Because I did see the amount of tumors that was taken out of me. And being a nurse, I also know the outcomes of most cancer patients. When I went through the chemo, I slipped into a coma for 2 days and had very bad reactions to that, which the doctors can't explain. So it kind of put a really dim light on my situation. So I'm not afraid to die. I just, at 47 years old, I don't want to die, is basically the long story short. So everybody tells me that you can fight cancer. That's not really my luck on it. Mine is I loved life too much to let cancer kick my ass, basically. So that's what it boils down to, is even though I've reserved, I'm at the point where I understand that I may die, that doesn't mean that I go down lightly, so, or easily. So that's the long
that's
story
like your
of
coping
it.
Mechanism.
Yes, definitely.
Because so, a lot of people would say, like, how do you not just break down into a puddle of sobbing mess?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I've done that on several occasions. When I found out that I had cancer, I actually called a local country radio station who's been very good to me for this event. I'm not sure if I can say their name, so I won't.
It's okay. You can say it.
Well,
give them credit where credit's due.
Doc Andrews and Nicole Savage from 93.7. They were the first people that I called because I did ask for a request to hear "Live Like You're Dying" by Tim McGraw. In doing so, I explained my situation to Doc, who was very helpful in calming me down. But they have actually followed through to the point where Doc Andrews and Nicole Savage are going to be emceeing our benefit on the 25th. I'm very thankful for them for coming out and doing that. I also was best man at my brother's wedding in July, and my daughter flew out from Ontario to Manitoba to come to the wedding, and my daughter Kaylin, and we had our first dance in our life together there, and needless to say, the two of us were a blubbering mess by the end of that because we may never get that opportunity again. So it definitely makes you think what is in store and what's important.
So would you have anything to say to people who are going through the same thing?
Well, everybody's different, so everybody's going to believe different things and they're going to hope different things. Some people believe that chemo is going to help them. Some people don't. Some people believe the holistic approach is going to heal them. Some people don't. Some people believe surgery is going to heal them. Some people don't. So the best thing I can tell anybody going through cancer or an illness similar to this or remotely similar to this is do what makes you happy. Whether if you think chemo is going to help you, do chemo. If you think surgery is going to help, do surgery. If you're going to do holistic, like I'm doing, do holistic, or combine them, whatever. But, the biggest thing I can say is, make sure you've got people around you that, are important to you. Because you might not be there for them tomorrow and they might not be there for you. So you've got a very limited time on Earth, regardless on if you have cancer or not. Enjoy it because, you know, something could happen where you don't know. You know, something you don't know could happen at any given point in time. You could, you know, go to work one day and then not be feeling well, and like I did, and, you know, get the doctor to check you out and then find out that you've got cancer and you need surgery to save your life. I was given roughly a week to live before my surgery because my my colon was completely blocked with tumor. So they said that, and I was actually slated to go on vacation, my first one since 2004, a couple days after I found out. And the doctor told me, he says, well, you can go, but I was supposed to go to Indianapolis. He says, you can go, but if you get on the plane to fly there, your colon is basically going to rupture in the air and you're going to die on that airplane. Or if you drive, as soon as you get into the mountains to a high enough altitude, that tumor is going to explode and you're going to die in that truck. So I missed out on my vacation. In the meantime, I got an extended period of time off work, which I am not happy about, but because I do love my job and what I do. And it's very unnerving not being at work. So, yeah.
Okay. So you're looking forward to this concert then?
I'm kind of baffled by the concert, actually. I'm looking forward to it, definitely. because I know the bands, I know the caliber of the bands. I'm actually really excited to get together with my old guys from Damaged Goods. It's been 23 years roughly since we've played together, 22. So that is one thing that I wanted to do. And they were actually the ones to bring it up. Shane was actually. So yeah, I'm kind of baffled at how everybody has come together. You know, I mean, I'd met Mara once before finding out about the cancer. And so she has done amazing amount of work and on it. You know, some of the sponsors that have come into play are, I did not expect. Mind you, I didn't expect, you know, some of my old bands getting back together for this. So, and some of the people that I've played with over the years coming in and volunteering their time and resources to it. So it's kind of humbling. It's very humbling, actually, is what it is. So.
Nice. Where do you have any connection to Unspoken Souls? We have Flavio Suarez and Vice in here from Unspoken Souls. Now, do you, Dan, did you have any connection to this band? Or, like, can you tell us a little bit about this band? Because we, as musicians, we're pulling this all together last minute. This is, you know, like yeah. She says, we like to do.
Yeah. How far you want to go with this?
As far as you
want to
go.
Take it all the way.
I have
not too long, but yes.
I've done a. I have a photography company where Imagine Photography, where I've done cancer calendar fundraiser calendars. Vanessa, I met Vanessa through Imagine Photography, or Vice. Sorry. So I've done several of her photos. If you go on Imagine Photography on Facebook, you'll see lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
We became very close because we found that we could actually talk to each other without borders, which is very important in a friendship, whatever. And we did have a short relationship for about 10 months. That... You know, that does not take away from, you know, the love I have for this girl for all reasons.
Can you tell us about the band itself? Like, what's up with the band? Are you guys from Vancouver?
Well, I'm actually from Vancouver Island, and I came here about 2009. I came here for music, because I dance, I'm a model, and I'm a vocalist. And that was my dream ever since I was really little. So I came here to do that. Mm-hmm. And then just actually, was it February, I believe, when I was working, I was just getting ready for work one morning, and one of the guys behind the desk was just talking, and he's talking about how he needs a vocalist. And I was like, that's weird, because I need a drummer. And he's like, actually, I'm a drummer. And he's like, well, do you want to come meet the rest of the band? And
nice.
So we made a date to go and actually rehearse and just go and see if I could, the feel of it. And literally, and they're all from Brazil, from different parts of Brazil as well. And they've all moved here just within the last year or two. And so today I have Flavio with me. And we have Realdney, who couldn't be here, and Carlos as well, that couldn't be here. But we did one jam session together, and instantly it was like family. It was awesome. And I literally, they were like, I pull out some lyrics. They just started playing, and it was just like, it clicked.
Okay, so the song that I want to hear, you know, at some point that I just want to connect with Dan's story, are we going to hear that one next? Because it's, mm-hmm. I know it's a different person. Is that which one comes up next, or are we going to do that in a little while, later on?
We'll do that in a bit.
Okay, what song do you want, which one do you start with?
Well, right now we've only been doing cover songs because we are having troubles getting time to even start doing originals right now. Okay. So I was going to do Creep.
Let's do it. This is Unspoken Souls on the Medicine Show, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
All right. Great stuff. You guys want to do another one right away? Do you have something planned for us right away, or are we going to come back? Going to come back?
Do you want to go to the shorts break?
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with all of these wonderful guests shortly. Thank you.
The following advertisement is brought to you by C1 Radio.
A.K.A. It's not nice and I live up to my name. Yeah, this the boy, are you insane? I drink Henny when I shoot my pistol.
Crescendo.
Keep it locked on C1 Radio every Thursdays 7:30 till 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM or CITR.ca.
This is Shane Douglas. His band is doing the waltz. We are Shane is the lead singer of Damaged Goods. We will be doing this song on November 25th at the Columbia Theater for the Dan Smith Benefit Concert.
Go ahead.
Build a wall around.
everybody. We're back with a medicine show, and this is Maura Pionk. Our next song is coming to you live from Unspoken Souls. They're going to do a cover of Sweet Child of Mine, and if you like them, you're going to also hear them coming up on this November 25th at the Columbia for the Dan Smith concert. You used to help me start it.
To me, it reminds me of childhood memories, and everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky. Now and then, when I see her face, it takes me away to that special place. And if I stay on too long, I'd probably break down and cry. Oh, sweet child of mine. Oh, 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 sweet love of mine. She got eyes like a blue and sky, and if they wanna rain, I hate to look into those eyes and say an ounce of pain. Her hair reminds me of a warm, safe place where as a child I pray for the thunder and the rain to quietly pass me by. Oh, sweet child of mine. Oh, 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 sweet love of mine. Oh, 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 sweet child of mine. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 sweet love of mine.
Woo!
Ow! Short version.
It was great.
Woo! Okay, guys, come on in. We're doing a switch up.
We're doing a jam, okay. Yeah.
So we're gonna actually do a switch up for. So, Maura, tell us about who's coming in next, because we got a real rock band in the house.
Oh hell yeah!
Rock and roll, baby.
We got Just Off the Grid coming on in, and they're gonna be playing some fantastic songs to get us going tonight. They are also playing the show coming up on November 25th at the Columbia. And we can't wait to hear them. So are you guys going to be playing some stuff off of your new upcoming album?
Only if it's okay with you.
Only if it's okay with you.
Oh, and I guess.
Compromiso.
Compromiso.
Okay, Dan.
Feels like a jam space in here.
Yeah, it's almost as hot.
It's like kitchen jam in here. So thank you for tuning in, listening to The Medicine Show. We are just setting up for the next act here who's going to be performing.
And
there you go. Thank you. No, we're going to hoard the mics. Of course you
can. No, please don't give Mike a mic. God, he'll sing back up.
We're rock stars. Where's all our fans?
Yeah. Woo! I got a 300-watt fan here. Wait, turn it towards them.
Thanks for having us.
Hair going.
Thanks for having us, Jason.
Absolutely, guys.
We appreciate
it. What song are you guys going to do? And this is your original music that you guys do,
right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
We only do originals. We refuse to do covers because we're stubborn, and we really believe in the music that we wrote, that we do. And God damn it. I wish everyone could see how good-looking we are. Oh, they can. We're on
Facebook Live, baby. Yeah. If anybody wants to see what's happening in the studio, just look up Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. You'll see what's happening here in the studio.
Dan, thank you so much for making us a part of this. We really appreciate it. I wish it were under better circumstances. However, we do... what we do to have fun and live every moment. Right, brother?
This is true. No, thank you guys for coming out. I mean, I honestly was kind of shocked when I found out that Mike had a hand in all of this stuff. And I'm very thankful.
Mike gets his hand in everything.
But yeah, no. Love you guys. Let's hear some tunes.
We love you too.
What's the name of the song?
We're going to do a song called A Song. Called
A Song.
A Song called Slow Down. I hope that we have enough range to hear Joey's lead on this. Because
okay, Joey, are you going to do some leads? Are you going
to
do
yeah.
some too?
No,
okay. No, he's not going to be singing.
I just wanted to say hi, but I'm going to be singing some stuff.
But no, okay. No, it's more important that Joey does leads.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do this mic over there for you. We're going to do this is for you.
Thanks.
Excuse us. We are readjusting. Here we go.
These are
damn,
hello.
These are really nice microphones.
Yes, you're so
can yeah. Can I borrow?
Can we?
Can
we?
Can't hear us, so you guys.
Can I borrow one permanently?
Yeah. Can we take this with us? All right. Anyways, okay. So I want to give a couple of shout knots out to Troy that wouldn't lend us a guitar, my girl Rochelle that wouldn't come, and
Troy.
I already said that. Oh, and yeah. Marty, and
I'd like to say hi to Vicky. Karen and Sarietta who are watching live on Facebook
they got
right now.
Shout knots.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that to trend, eh? Shout knots. It's hashtag shout knots. You're actually not shouting out to someone.
And thank you,
you are.
Mara, for getting us here.
And I'll bounce you in the right places. And if you were me, you wanna deal. Another problem that I'm having is getting ahead of myself. Even though I know I'm about to lose control. And now she didn't care, even though she was aware that my mind was about to blow. Slow down, too fast. Try not to be sexy, if you want to. Slow down, not too fast. All the fun we're having will be a thing of the past. Slow down. Well, it started with a smile from a classroom full of people, and the next thing you know, we're alone. Oh, I was new to this place, but when I looked in the place, I knew that I could make myself at home. Well, she's so, so erotic, you know that she's got us out of heels and lust. With the taste of her lips and the sway of her hips and the in and out heave of a bus. Slow down, not too fast. Try not to be sexy if you want to last. Slow down, not too fast. Well, the fun we're having will be a fair path. Slow down,
Mr. Joey Choi on the guitar. She's giving, I feel sorry for those other men.
slow down, not too fast. Try not to be so sexy if you want to last. Slow down, not too fast. Well, the fun we're having will be a thing of the past. Slow down, not too fast. I'm not trying to be sexy.
Just down the grid.
Little eccentricities and, yeah.
So I one thing that was inspiring that gave me a little bit of hope. We booked this last minute. We were put this together because, you know, we heard about the concert. We wanted to help promote it and stuff like this. So, but I was unsure. You know, booking bands that you know I had to quickly rush to hear. But you got a shout out from. From Adam Jang. Are you aware of who he is?
Oh, yeah. We love Adam.
Hey, Adam, we love you, buddy.
Yeah, we love Adam.
Jagger!
You're a survivor, man.
I'm like, yeah.
You rock. Man,
this guy's a
comedian.
You
survived hanging out with us.
Okay, and so what's your self-description of the band?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. We are filthy rock.
Nikki is the band.
Well, I'm the band.
You emanate plus, the vibe, man.
Plus four other people who will remain unnamed. No, I'm just kidding. It's me and it's a Mike McDonald. It's Joey Choi. It's Brent.
Hey, Joey Choi. Woo! Hey, Sailor.
Hey, Shirter. And it's Mitch Bale. But I mean, Just Off the Grid is actually bigger than who we are, because it is also Dan Smith. Dan played with us for a long time, and you know, there's been so many incarnations of this band to make it just be right, and for all kinds of reasons it wasn't just right, and everybody that was a part of it that isn't a part of it now made it right.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense.
Right.
But you said right. So,
yeah, right.
So know, I'm justified, right, in what I said. But
absolutely. But I love the soul that you're putting into it.
I have no, I this is the only one I have.
Yeah. Thank God. A lot of people lose their soul in rock and roll.
Right. So I tried to sell my mind, but the devil would not take it.
Thank God the Lord still has
mine's
his heart
for sale.
And his soul.
Oh, yeah.
It's on eBay right now.
Joey Choi's soul is for sale currently.
We bought Joey on eBay.
We put it on Kijiji, and apparently you can only update soul selling every 14 minutes.
Don't joke about this. See, I always thought it was a silly concept when I was a kid. I'd see these movies about this type of thing, and I'd say, that's a silly concept anyway. Anyway, I don't want to get into it because this is supposed to be about medicine. And I was going to say, Dan Smith, you've really left your mark around all kinds of places in town and with all these incarnations
of
bands.
Oh, he's left his
and
mark all
the calendars.
The
and, yeah. You left yes, your Joe. Mark.
Yes. I've left my mark in many spots.
All right. Well, so did you play any of, are you familiar with any of this? I guess this is newer music for you guys, right?
No. Well, I did play some of the songs with them, but I don't have my bass here, so you're out of
that's
luck
okay.
on that one. But
that's
sadly.
Okay. Let's do another song. What do you guys got? What do you want to do next?
Yeah, we could do another song, Jason.
Ooh, what song you guys want to do?
Just for you, brah. Just for you. No. No.
I can't control myself. Oh, my God.
So I can swear within context, right?
Yeah, as long as it's like at the president or politics or like some ex-girlfriend.
So I can say,
or, you know.
Mikey, we're not doing fucking Stranger.
Fuck you, Nikki Farron.
I can't say that.
Oh,
no,
damn it.
Can't. No, it's
shit.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I hate my lead singer.
See, it's okay, your lead singer hates you.
You see, it can be cathartic to swear. This is...
Come on.
morning, a little fever, I feel it coming, a little nearer, don't wanna run away, can you tell yourself, if you decide to stay, always be this way, chilling hot, know this puddle swung through my brain, I'm all sipping wild and I'm waiting for it to set, cling to it fine, now it's gone, don't think I miss it, no, that's what it's like to be me. Now my affection, up for detection, just look in my eyes, and see your own lies, no I'm not here to help, can't even help myself, can't even let us in. I'll always be this way, tune hot, all this bottle's on through my brain, my muscle been wild and I'm waiting for this set, cling to a thought, know it's gone, don't think I'm missing, no, that's what decides to be me. Doctor or doctor, there's a cure, well they see what I said, take me away from this place, prison what I feel, don't face this escape, life of misery, just give me what I need. I think I'm done now.
Yes!
I love people.
I love what that was about, but I'm tempted to. Go ahead. What was this song about?
Why don't you come
about?
To the closet and I'll tell you.
Well, I'm happy in here. I'm happy in here. Don't push me. Okay. So,
Joey knows what all the songs are about.
Tell us, people, how can.
It's about the Japanese imperialism.
Exactly.
Damn. Okay. So,
none of that's true.
Where can people get more of this music?
Well, I've said this, I'm not sure how many times because I've lost track.
You can't have it, it's ours.
But the album's coming out soon.
It's all ours, we're greedy, we like it.
Yeah, actually, you know what? You know what? We're the band that's never going to release our album, we're just going to keep recording it. And to hell with all you, you get nothing. No,
we're like a mix of Prince
more
and
just
Chinese.
Off the grid, like other older, like before this new album. Can people find more? They want to hire your band. How do people find you? Are you Google?
You can find us on facebook.com/justoffthegrid. You can also find us on Reverb Nation. You can also find us at justoffthegrid.com. You can also go to Joey's house at 2147 Union Street. And,
whoa!
Just
that's right. Hey. Embedded digitally.
That is totally
into
not your address. Is it?
They won't know. I'm not going to say.
No, totally go to their place. And just, I mean, you know, the reality is just listen for us. We'll be there for you. That's all I can say.
Okay, so we're going to do another quick switch up. And before we do a big jam session, I'm going to pass you your guitar. Symbiaz is going to play a quick song, and then we're going to do a big jam.
Yay!
Can we try places?
Make our way. So,
Yeah.
Symbiaz Wilson was on earlier tonight in the show, and she is going to play a song. Symbiaz, you want to tell us what song you want to do?
Sit here or stand here?
You want to stand, don't you?
I kind of like it.
It's one of his talents, you know. How's it going, Ellie?
I'm very good. Yeah,
are you
pretty
happy
good
to be back?
Yes.
How's it going there? You've been doing
yes,
great
I'm
at the control.
Yes, I'm very happy. It's very crowded tonight.
You know, I'm very happy to have you back because this would have been chaotic without you.
Thank you so much.
It's also chaotic with you. Yeah.
And it would be hard to juggle it all. So what do you want to sing?
So I guess I'm just going to slow it down with some jazzy tunes.
Jazz.
This is another song that's going to be on my album, and it's called Walls. It's kind of for a lot of people that are close to me. Yeah. I think I just need a mic on my guitar. That'd be cool. Ooh. look through the glass to see some truth from the past. Nothing seems to matter. Look down to see the water where my feet used to touch and feel. Fumble in my chest. There's something there hiding from the rest of us. It's a light that you can only see in the dark. The dark, it frolics like a river through the sky. The sky that builds the walls to your heart. Your heart, your heart. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-da-da-dum. I feel compelled by the spells I'm falling under. Like a molecule of silk gliding through. Every day by day, bound by cubicles and office jobs, we're offered lots to hold our tongues. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. It's a light that you can only see in the dark. The dark, it frolics like a river through the sky. The sky that builds the walls to your heart. Your high, your high. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-da-da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. What if I am not the only one who sees the light? Do I need to let them follow for this fight? Fight. Oh, ooh. It's a light that you can only see in the dark. The dark, it frolics like a river through the sky. The sky that builds the walls to your heart. Your high, your high. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-da-da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum. Da-dum, da-dum.
Thank you.
Okay, we want a tape back on one of our songs. Like a lead.
Oh, sorry.
That's it.
Okay, I just wanted to say, oh, actually, I'm going to keep this for a second. So, Symbias,
oh, yes.
We have Lillian Wilson on here who is saying
oh
she
God,
wants,
I love
she
you,
says
Mom.
That your playing is absolutely wonderful. She wants to hear the dance song, but unfortunately,
we don't have time.
We are. You know, we're going to ask her to come back when we
oh,
don't
I
have a full,
it.
Full, full show. And so, Lillian, thank you so much for your comment on Facebook Live.
I love you, Mom.
That is
Hi.
Her mother.
Hi,
that is
Mom.
Wonderful.
And
okay. James yeah.
And Chai.
That's very wholesome and wonderful. Thank you for that's medicine for us all. Actually, I just wanted to let you know, Lillian, Symbias was telling me that you're in her head and you're like, it's like, you know, the cricket on the shoulder guiding her, like the conscience. She's always thinking of your words. So she told me that. I just thought I'd let everybody in the world know now, Symbias.
Oh, geez.
Thank you. Here. Let's touch this button right there. And let's continue right along. Okay, we actually have the Unspoken Souls back in here. Hello, people. Okay, let's swing these things around. We're going to do a bit of a jam session to take you all out for the night. What are you going to do? You going to be playing?
I can pick.
She's going to get a bunch of guitars. We all like standing.
Okay. Are you going to go sit down over
there? I'll move here. Nice. There you go. Perfect.
I'm just going to stand.
Okay.
Is it hot in here now?
Joey,
always hot.
Behave yourself.
She's taking off her clothes because it's so hot in here. And it really is. This studio is the hottest studio
really
in town.
She's really enjoying Facebook Live right now. She's taking off her clothes.
It's true. Ricky says, check out Facebook Live. Check out Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook to see what's happening in the studio. Hi, Facebook Live. Thanks for joining us. What are you going to do?
I'm doing this song. It's called Slater. It's actually a memorial song for my friend Rob Slater. He passed away, and he was always my drive on music. He's always told me I can be anything I can, and so this was for him.
So he also went through some hardships like Dan is going through now?
Not cancer.
Okay.
But enough
but
of his own.
He's gone, mm-hmm. and this is your memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, so we'll come back after this song. Go ahead. You.
Gone through the pictures I never thought I'd have to use to say goodbye, goodbye to you. Cause it's not fair that I still see you everywhere. It's like you never left, you're just never here. Never here. So goodbye to you. So goodbye, bye to you. I close my eyes, you take my hand. Walk with me once again. At times I think that you could be guardian angel watching over me, and I'm here to say goodbye, bye to you.
That was Unspoken Souls. Thanks to the maker. Thanks to our guest, Dan Smith, Unspoken Souls, Vice, and... Hold on. No, I'm looking for Flavio's name. There
Flavio.
He is. Flavio Suarez. We have Just Off the Griv, Symbiaz Wilson, Mauer Pajonk, Dan Smith, Ali Ghazani from the back alley. Yes. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everybody out there in this beautiful city listening. Let us know your thoughts on our website, medicineshow.ca. The concert is what date?
November 25th, Saturday night at the Columbia Theater at 530 Columbia Street, New West.
Great stuff. We'll see you all next week on The Medicine Show. Bless you all. Thank you.
Have a good night. I love you,
Mark Shell. Woohoo!
Let's go. Stay tuned to The Late Night Show with DJ Ray coming up next. Everybody, that if you want to see Gondwana in Vancouver on this weekend on the 12th, which is this Sunday at 8 p.m., they'll be at the Red Room with Ganjo Baseman from Sepulpan and Selectress M with LT Irie. It is going to be Memo's birthday. Happy birthday, Memo. Go on down to the Red Room for 8 p.m. on the 12th, which is Sunday. Have a good night. See you next week.